Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drew.
I'm Phil Fechner. Rick.
Yes.
Rick, as promised from last week, we have our special guest in the studio here tonight at Mawson Lakes.
He's considerably better looking than you too,
I don't know.
Still got the same haircut.
Pete Matthews, our joke critic.
Welcome aboard, Pete. Yes. I hope you can increase the standard of this show by...
How can it be increased?
Well, but basically, if I talk to him rather than you, we're halfway home, aren't we?
We've had about 10 arguments already tonight.
Come on, let's get on to the BL&G.
BL&G? Yeah. Okay. Angaston and Central. Rick, I've got a memory that you picked Central.
I've got a memory that said because you picked Angaston, I said I'd pick Central.
Only 21 goals 15 to 2 goals 12.
Yeah, well...
Angaston's way.
Well, they...
I wasn't going to bring that up.
No, Gawler Central deliberately laid down to give Ango a bit of percentage to outside chance for the four.
Oh. Yeah.
Very outside.
Very outside.
Did you hear that,
Maybe
Jack?
Next year.
Did you hear that, Jack Hudson?
Okay, well, quickly whiz through them. Williston lost to Kapunda, which we both tipped.
We did.
You done the game, didn't you, Rick?
I did do the game.
What was it like?
Actually, strangely enough, it was quite an entertaining game, played in perfect conditions, but throughout the day, even though up until three-quarter time, it was pretty even, Kapunda were the better side, yep. And the last quarter, they just exploded. They kicked six goals in about 15 minutes.
Yep.
Good night, nurse, to Williston, and they are in big trouble.
They're gone, aren't they? 18 goals to 11 it was, so 13 to 11, 9. Barossa and Newry, as we said, Newry would get over the line there, 6-3 to 15-12. So Newry quite comfortable there. And Tanunda, I watched this game on the live stream. Good game of footy. Freeling got the jump on him.
Yeah.
Tanunda came back 14-11 to 11-6. So.
Well, our listeners must be getting almost tired of me saying I got no idea what Tanunda are on about. You know, we used to, I think, and particularly you used to speculate that with Kirkwood and Calhoun, they were a side, but they've got those two and they're still playing like yo-yos.
Yeah, up and down, a bit up and down.
You know, where they're really going to land. I mean, they're going to make the four. There's no question about
absolutely.
That. But you don't know what you get with them. I don't know what the story is, but, you know.
So, quickly, we'll run through this week's games, Rick. We've got Williston and Angaston at Williston.
Well, judging on the way Williston are travelling, bearing in mind that they've lost, what, five out of their last six games or whatever it is, I am going to go Angaston.
So am I. Freeling and Barossa. At Freeling. Won't be a bad game, actually.
Well, it probably will be a pretty good game. And Freeling aren't the worst side in the competition, but Barossa have got so much. If they don't win, they have got no chance of making the four.
Oh, absolutely. I've got to go.
I'll have to go for Barossa.
That's the only reason, too, for me. Yep. Central and Tanunda at Central.
Well, that will be the percentage booster for Tanunda. Although... stranger things have happened because, you know, Central, I know Williston aren't going well, but Central beat Williston a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. So. I don't know how.
No.
And the last game, probably the match of the round, is South and Kapunda. Kapunda got a bit on the line. The percentage is what's going to hurt them.
Yeah, they're not good enough to beat South.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Rick. Any more on the local footy, Rick? Any other goss?
I don't
no goss
so.
Getting around
no,
there Saturday?
I was
over at my reunion at Gummaraka on Saturday, so I didn't get to any local game.
What, kicking goals again, were you?
Oh, I could have been.
From outside the boundary line, yeah.
Jeez. You know, it's all memories now.
AFL, come on.
AFL? Yep. So weren't the games from this week's games? Let's do our tips quickly,
Very
Rick.
Briefly.
Okay. Frio and Melbourne.
Frio.
Melbourne. Collingwood and Port.
Collingwood.
Port. We're going well so far, aren't we?
How are you going, Rick?
Rick. I called you Rick, sorry. Pete?
Stick with Port no matter what.
Port? No, I haven't tipped them the last couple of weeks. No.
How's Kenny going, by the way?
Kenny's going well. They're there in 2023.
Oh, I wouldn't bet on that.
Okay, hard one this one. St Kilda and Hawthorn.
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 Hawthorn. I just echoed that. Geelong and the Bulldogs. Be a good game. Bulldogs have got a lot on it.
They have got a huge amount on it. Where is it down at Geelong?
It's at Geelong, yeah.
Oh, you've got to go for Geelong, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Geelong.
Geelong?
At home, yep.
Okay.
Who are you going for? You didn't
I'm going Geelong. Yeah, Geelong. Adelaide and Carlton.
Had to drag that out. Carlton.
Carlton.
I'm going to pick an upset.
I'm
a Carlton man too.
What are you on?
What's he had here? It has to be Carlton.
Matt Crouch.
He's playing.
One bung calf. Gold Coast and West Coast. I'm going the coast.
Gold Coast. Yes. Yeah, you would. Gold Coast for me.
And picked West Coast last week. They let me down. Richmond and Brisbane. Be a good game. In Melbourne.
Richmond.
MCG?
Yep.
Yep, Richmond.
Brisbane.
Well, there you go.
Looks like I'm going to be about 19 in front of you after this week. Essendon and North Melbourne. You probably picked North Melbourne because... They've got a new trainer or something.
Well, it wouldn't really matter. Essendon, who cares?
Essendon.
Okay, well, that's the AFL.
Now, Phil, while we're on the AFL, I don't want to make this a long conversation.
Okay.
Draws. You don't play draws in a game of football.
Well, they do. Well, there's one on the weekend.
Can I ask you a very simple question?
Yes.
When you go to a game of footy, do you expect to walk out seeing a winner and a loser?
Well... It's always been draws, so but you do. I prefer
always
to see a winner
draws.
Or loser. Yep.
Now, Phil, 1897, I reckon, they started playing VFL, which changed to AFL. In all that time, how many draws do you reckon there's been?
Oh, just have a rough guess, Rick. 160-odd.
It only goes to show listeners that he can't even remember what we do in preparation. He's close. 164.
Works
out about one a year.
Yep.
Why not play 5 minutes extra time?
I tend to agree with you. I won't disagree with that.
Heavens alive, I thought you'd do that for the argument. Honestly, there is no point.
Yeah.
Right, and without going into the details of it, awarding 2 points to each side... You know, in Sandford it would be 1 point, who cares?
Yep.
It achieves nothing. You might as well give them naught because a side gets 4 points. Mm. So why not play 5 minutes extra time? Now, believe it or not, guess what they do in the finals?
They don't play extra time. Yeah, they do. Because I was at the game.
You weren't at the game.
2017, Rick, West Coast and Port. Luke Shuey got a free kick that should never have been.
But explain to our good listeners about it, though. It was extra time.
It was.
They played up by four points. They played all but the 10 minutes.
Yep.
A free is awarded. Whistle goes.
Yep.
Port were 4 points ahead, am I right?
Correct.
How can you remember this? You told me you're up in one of the...
I was in the Audi Club that night. It was a cracker night.
Before this started, I had to remind him that the game even happened, team.
Yeah, good point.
And they kicked the winning goal after the 10 minutes.
I know, I cried on the way out. Yeah.
But my proposal would be you simply play extra time.
Yep.
5 minutes each way. If it's still tied, then you can go to golden goal. But... No, I know
where you're at. You know, Bross and Light did the same. Extra time in finals.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, but not during the year.
Yeah.
So I guess it's all over like that.
Anyway, I've got some real news for you.
What news?
Did you realise that the Sandful...
Yes.
...have amalgamated with Saka?
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yep, they've joined hands.
Really?
Yep. And... The first thing since they've joined hands that the Sandful's going to do is copy the Saka. They're going to have a review.
Who would they be getting? Mike Hussey?
No.
He was so good for the Saka.
Well, he did so much.
Yeah.
He changed so many
hasn't
things
it?
Since.
You know.
But anyway, what's really happening is they're not going to get Hussey.
Oh.
They couldn't afford Hussey.
Okay.
Not like the Saka. But they've got, just for something different... They've got Leon Cameron.
Oh, well, didn't he do a good job? He's just been sacked as a coach.
But
you know,
they reckon they reckon he's very good at reviewing.
Oh, good. Just as
very
well
good.
He might need
now,
to be.
You know what? They've even announced, the forward-thinking Sandful,
yep.
They've even announced what the review's about. Now, hold on. Hold your chair.
Yep,
you're
sitting I'm
down
sitting down. Yeah, okay. I'm sitting down.
Listen to this. How good is this going to be? To ensure... South Australian talented youth players from 15 to 18, plus some from 19 to 20, receive, you're ready, this is the industry speak of all industry speak, quote, industry leading programs, pathways and education, both on and off the field, to prepare them for success in SANFL and or the AFL. Now, that they are words that have come, I think he's a mate of yours, from the he's the general manager of football operations.
Oh.
You know who he is?
Yes, I do.
Matt.
Yeah, Matty Doldig.
There you go.
There
now,
you go.
Won't that be something to...
Oh, I can't wait.
But even better is that Leon...
Yes.
...hasn't started the review yet, but he's predicted the outcome already.
Has he?
He thinks...
Must have a crystal ball.
Well, he reckons he's going to find that they're doing a pretty good job already.
Oh, that's going to make his job a bit easier.
Well, it'll save on the number of paragraphs he's going to have to write. What a joke is that?
What's that going to cost him?
Well, and well, I hate to think.
Yeah.
I have heard, but I'm not at liberty to tell you or our listeners, I have heard of the amount that Hussey got paid for Saka, which was a ridiculous amount of money, particularly since they haven't even published the full findings. You know, I mean, for the bloke who's going to do it to suggest they're doing things okay already, that's a bit preemptive, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me. Doesn't
you can just imagine it'll teach these young up-and-coming superstars just how to handle the media, not to smoke bongs, and get photographed at the same time, you know.
Don't go to Bali on your week off.
That's right. I mean, what a joke.
Oh, that is. I mean, there's another waste of money. Throw some money into grassroots footy.
Well, there's the huge argument. I mean, the SANFL saying they get whinging now that there's mid-year season drafts and all this.
Yep.
And yet, if anyone wants to do a review like that, surely you'd think it would be the AFL trying to sort of overstep the SANFL and say, well, listen, we're trying to find kids and all this.
Yep.
But SANFL are doing it.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
So, absolutely
ridiculous.
Absolutely incredible.
Waste of money, waste of time. What else have we got,
so
Rick?
What about, are we ready? Now we've covered those. What about wearing rainbow jackets? Now let me tell you, good listeners, that Phil's not at liberty to actually say what he said to me when the issue was raised.
Perhaps he better ask Pete.
In preparation for this show. But for those of you who aren't all over it...
You explain it to us, Rick.
Rugby league, it's a game that they play in foreign states.
Yeah, don't like it at all. But
we won't go there. Anyway, rugby league, Manly.
Yep.
Very highly respected and long-time well-established club.
Yep.
Were tomorrow night, Thursday, as we record this on Wednesday, were going to wear, instead of their white band on their playing Guernsey, they were going to wear rainbows.
Oh, what's it going to rain or something?
Now, the thing they forgot to do was tell the players.
Oh, easily.
They forgot to tell the players. Now, the interesting thing is that, and I want to make this totally clear, that I am not wishing to make comment one way or the other over social and or political issues. And my opinion is that both of those topics should be kept well and truly out of sport, full stop. You know, I don't see why sport feels that it should have to push barrows of inclusiveness or whatever. Yep. You know, sport in the good old days was sport. In the very good old early days, there was no advertising or political commentary allowed in Olympic Games. Even as late as Munich, I think it was, there were rules that said you couldn't do it. The Negroes who got on the dais with their black gloves on.
Oh, yeah.
Not only got sent home, but they got their medals taken away from them. But in this day and age, it seems that many people feel that we should be pushing certain barrows.
Yep.
Now, having said that, Manly have been put into the embarrassing position where seven of their players have said, well, we're not playing. And
Who are they playing?
I tell you what, if you're about to get some money
on... I called you Rick again. Pete, can you ring up Sportsbet for me and put on 100?
Yeah. Well, I'd put on 100 at any odds.
Yeah, who are they playing?
On the Sydney Roosters.
Sydney Roosters, get 100 on them for me. Seven players out.
Seven players. They've got a couple of blokes who haven't played rugby before filling in.
Anyway, they ring me. I'm unavailable.
Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that, A, you'd have thought that the players might have been involved... And secondly, they have the right to object to playing in a Guernsey, pushing a certain aspect of society. For instance, the interesting thing, and it's certainly not a racial comment, is that many, not all, but many rugby league players, not just the ones from Manly, come from the islands and so forth, and most of them are very deeply religious people.
Yep.
And they see objections to some of these social characters. The other question I'll pose, radical or not, is I wonder what the objection or wouldn't there be if the same group of people had been asked to wear a Christian cross around their white bands. You know, I mean, what's good for one has to be...
A collar or something.
Well, so I just think that we should keep social and political issues out of sport. Full stop, end of story. That would be my humble opinion.
Yeah, it's just the world we're in now, Rick, that you probably won't do it.
Well, we probably won't, but there you go. Now, listen, we're running short of time.
And we'll hardly talk to Pete.
Well,
Pete's
I think you'd
poor old
say
Pete
something.
Over here.
You're nice and quietly listening to you boys, do you think? That's some very good topics.
Now, all right, then, well, if Pete's happy, I'm happy, and he's going to love this joke because it's got to be better than last week, surely.
That happened to be
I'll
mine.
Be the judge of that.
Bloke's got two tickets.
Yep.
And his mate says to him, can I buy one of them for $150? He says, no way. I'm going to go and see that game. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a few drinks and scream abuse at the umpire. Then I'm going to have a few more drinks. And this time, I'll question the parentage of every one of the players. Then I'm going to have a few more drinks and I'll probably start a fight. After which, if it's like last year, they'll throw me out of the ground. You see, then I'm going to need the extra ticket to get back in.
Well, you don't have to laugh. Don't laugh, Pete.
I think I'd give that one of your better ones.
Oh, really? I told you he's a good bloke.
Get out of here, Pete.
I told you he's a good bloke.
Oh, you've gone down in my books already.
All right then, team. Well, it's time to say goodbye. So until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.
And this is Pete.